Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. And sister was saying before we came on the air, people don't want to know God, but I thank God we want to know him. Amen. We want to live for him and we want to serve him. We thank God that he's allowed us to see this beautiful September the 18th morning of 2022. And we just thank him for his blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Let us look to the Lord in prayer before we begin our service. And we want to thank God for all those who have joined in through the internet, through the media. We thank God for you and for your presence every Sunday. And even during the week, we understand some are out and on the line. So we just thank God for that. Most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the humblest way we know how. We seek your favor. We seek your will for our lives this day, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would hear our humble cry. While on others dial our calling, please do not pass us by. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, dear Heavenly Father, with thanks and praise in our hearts for all that you have done for us. Thanking you, dear Heavenly Father, that you've allowed us to gather one more time in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for all those who are gathered online too, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless and be with them. We would like to say a special prayer for our dear brother, man, Lord God. We know that if he was able, he would be here in the house of the Lord. But we thank you, Lord God, for his presence being online, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless our dear brother in every way he stands in need of, dear Father. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, we ask that you would give him victory, Lord God. We know, Lord, that brother man is going to give you the praise and the glory due unto your name. Father, we want to thank you likewise for all the others that are called in, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for Sister Sandy and ask a special prayer and blessing be upon her, Lord God. We pray that you would bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. We pray likewise that you would remember her family in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray a special prayer for Brother Leonard Johnson, Lord God, her brother, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have touched him in his body, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, complete healing in thee, dear Father. We're looking to thee. So we just ask that you would bless and be with him and Sister Margie in a special way. Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember our dear sister, Fairstay there in Boston, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her family, Lord God, and ask that your blessings be with them too. Pray that you remember Sister Sanders, Lord God, and Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, Lord God, not forgetting them. We thank you for them and ask, dear Lord, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We know, dear Heavenly Father, they reached out to us last Lord's Day about a special prayer request, and so, Lord, we've been holding them up to you, Lord God, and we ask that you would bless. We know you're able to do all things but fail, and so we just ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou will hear our humble cry. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for all those who have called in and all those who are listening in and ask that you would bless and be with each and every one. We just thank you and praise you, Lord God, and in your precious name, Lord God, for all that you have done. We ask a special prayer upon Sister Carol, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her and thank you for her being out this morning. Ask your continued blessings upon her and her family. Likewise, dear Father, Sister Regina, Lord God, we ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for her being out, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. We saw Sister India, Lord God, as she came in, Lord, to drop off little Infinity, dear Father. We ask that you would bless her, Lord God. We know she's at work, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that she listens in too, Lord God, and we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister. We thank you, Lord God, for the growth that we've seen in her, dear Heavenly Father, and all that you're doing for her, Lord God. Ask that you would continue to bless her in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remembering likewise our dear sister June and her family, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, when we heard her on Wednesday night and her scripture, Lord God, and her testimony, Lord, we thank you for what you have done for Sister June. Ask your continued blessings be upon her, Lord God, as she's there caring for her husband, Lord God. Ask that you would continue to touch and heal her husband in a special way, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, remember her daughters, Lord God. Remember her grandchildren alike, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her brother and her sister, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to praise and offer her, dear Heavenly Father, our love and our prayers up for her on her family's behalf, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, Lord God, that you are working it out for Sister June and ask that you would continue to bless her, continue to keep her strong in her faith. We thank you for that and ask that you would be with her. Father God, this morning we want to lift up Brother Robert and his family, Lord God. Pray for Sister Rose and her family and Kathy and her mother, Lord God, at the loss of their dear brother, Lord God, Larry. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember this family in a special way, Lord God. We pray that you would comfort like no man can. We know, Lord God, we've sat in that seat, the seat of sorrow, dear Heavenly Father, many times. More times than what we would have wanted to sit, Lord God, but we've been there, Lord God, and we know what they're going through and how they're feeling right now. But we're just asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless this dear family in every way that they stand in need of. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for Brother Robert and ask a special prayer and blessing upon him, Lord God. Pray that you would be with him, too, in a special way. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember all those who may be still on their way, Lord God. Haste them along safely over the highways, dear Father. We don't see Sister Lillian as of yet, but, Lord God, we call out her name and ask that you would bless our dear sister, Lord God. We pray that you grant her traveling mercies, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she hadn't been feeling well in her body, but, Lord, she's been pressing her way, and we thank you for that. Ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister Lillian, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, we pray, Lord God, this morning you remember Sister Holmes. We haven't heard from her as of yet, but we're trusting she's on her way, Lord God. Ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. 96 years old, Lord God, pressing her way to be in the house of the Lord. Each and every opportunity that she gets, Lord God. Lord, she said she's not able to walk in, but Lord, she's able to be wheeled in. And we thank you, Lord God, for her dedication to you, dear Heavenly Father, first and foremost, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for her love for the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father. Down through the years, dear Father, she has been a servant in this house of God, Lord God. And we thank you for that. And that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Remember her children, Lord God. Remember her daughter, Sister Baleen. All of them, dear Heavenly Father, that care for her, dear Lord. We just thank you and ask that you would continue to bless them in every way they stand in need of. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Mike Dalton. We haven't seen him in a while, Lord God. Lord, he did reach out to me, Lord God, and I'm trusting, Lord God, he will be here in the house of the Lord this morning. Ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. Remember Mr. Cunningham, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. Ask that you would speak to his heart. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, likewise, Sister Kiba, Lord God. I haven't seen her in a while, Lord God. Ask that you would bless and be with her too, Lord God. Bring her along over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we haven't seen Brother Matthew, Lord God, and Brother Monty, Lord God. These are ones, Lord God, we're concerned about, Lord God, and we're lifting them up to you, Lord God. Haven't seen them out, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're looking to see them come into the house of God, dear Heavenly Father, that may be able to fellowship with the saints of God, dear Lord. Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless this household of faith, Lord God. Be with us in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. Thank you for our dear brother Byron and superintendent, Lord God. Thank you for the lesson, Lord God, this morning, dear Father. Thank you for all the children that are out this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you healed them. You touched them, Lord God, from their illness, dear Father. And thank you for their parents sending them, dear Father, to the house of God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to remember our brother Levester, Lord God. Remember him in his eyes, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear brother, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for his faithfulness, Lord God. We know that he uses his eyes to your glory and to your honor. Not only him, but likewise, Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father, remember her eyes too, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for the saints of God and ask that you would continue to bless us in every way we stand in need of. Remembering Sister Smith, Lord God, thank you for her presence this morning. Ask you to give her the desires of her heart, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrencine downstairs with the children, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing Sister Lawrencine on yesterday. Her and Sister Mel's were traveling mercies, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Lawrencine being out, Lord God. We know on last Lord's Day, Lord God, a little disturbance was going on in her neighborhood, Lord God, in the wee hours of the morning, and she wasn't able to get out there, Heavenly Father, as early as she used to, Lord God, because it had her up there, Lord. But we thank you, Lord. You gave her rest this weekend, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember, and Sister Millicent, likewise, as she leads the devotional service, Lord God, bless her too, Lord God. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, we ask that you remember the neighborhood around this congregation, Lord God.
We heard this morning, Lord God, that the neighbor are behind us, Lord God, or on the side of us, Lord God, had a huge party, Lord God. And they said the parking lot was full, dear Heavenly Father. Wee hours of the morning, Lord God, we understand. Then we come in and we see this accident, Lord God, across the street, Lord God. Oh, Father, we pray for these neighbors, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. They said the disturbance sometimes at night is loud, dear Father, and it goes on to the wee hours of the morning, Lord God. And it doesn't seem, Lord God, like the police are there or come around, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, we know you're able, dear Father. Dear Father, to wake them up, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, if you allow us on next Saturday, Lord God, we'll be on the parking lot, Lord God. We ask that you will allow the amp system, dear Lord, to be loud enough to penetrate through the walls, dear Father, to let them know, Lord God, the same disturbance, Lord God, that they give, Lord God, with loud music, that we can send the word of God through walls, dear Heavenly Father, so it will speak to hearts and souls and minds and let them know that Jesus is coming back. Amen. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember Rob across the street, Lord God. Remember Rose, Lord God. Remember Mr. Ray. I understand he lives a few streets over right now. Father God in heaven, remember Mr. Curtis. Remember Miss Rose, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we lift up all of these neighbors in the name of Jesus to you. And we pray, dear Father, bring them to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, that they may hear the word of God. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you've done for us. We ask that you remember all those who are sick and shut in on our sick and shut in list. We ask that you remember friends and family members, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer upon Sister Ruth, Lord God. We know, Lord God, she is still in, dear Heavenly Father, the Rehabilitation Center. We ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God. Remember her family. Remember her grandson and her son, Lord God. Remember her daughter, dear Heavenly Father, all her family members. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her in a mighty way. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue, Lord God, to remember each and every one of us, Lord God. Remember us in the services today, Lord God. We ask that you do the praying, the preaching, the singing, the teaching, Lord God, of your eternal word, dear Father. As we said, thank you for Sister Blake, Lord God. We thank you for this dear sister and all that she stands for, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have been with her, dear Lord, and ask your continued blessings upon her. Remember Brother Reggie, Lord God, and remember Brother Tony, Lord God, as they usher, dear Heavenly Father. Be with them too, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for our officer, Lord God, on the parking lot. Ask that you would bless Officer Tripp. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family, Lord God. We know he hasn't been feeling well, dear Heavenly Father, in his body, dear Father. He had a breakout of some sort, Lord God, but we ask, dear Lord, that you would continue to bless and be with him. Now, Father, remember our world leaders. Remember our country and the condition in which it is in, dear Heavenly Father. All the unrest, Lord God, on every hand. Every day in the news, Lord God, is something else, dear Heavenly Father. Every day in the news, some disturbance of some sort, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord God, we know what the world needs, Lord God. We're living in a broken world right now, and we know this broken world needs Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. You need to know about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the one, dear Heavenly Father, that you sent to save the world, dear Father. You said, for you love this world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Help mankind to know that, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, as we lift you up this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord, souls will come in to hear the word of God. Send in, Lord God, whomever you would have to come in, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Remember our loved ones who are out of the ark of safety. Remember our co-workers, Lord God. Remember our neighbors, Lord God, our friends and our associates, Lord God, that are out of the ark of safety. Speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them to know that time is winding up. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that in these last days, Lord God, that you keep us, dear Heavenly Father, and perfect peace, you said, whose mind is stayed on thee. Help us, Lord God, to run this race that you have set before us. Help us, Lord God, to keep our eye on the sparrow, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. And Lord, we ask that you would remember even the little as children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them. We thank you, Lord God. We'll start out with little Liam. Remember him, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon him. Remembering, Lord God, Tatum likewise, Lord God. Our Father, he broke out with something, Lord God. We don't know what it is, but Lord God, you know all about it. Ask that you would touch him and heal him, Lord God. Likewise, we pray for little Infinity. We thank you for her, Lord God. Bless and be with her while she's at school. Little Olivia too, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, watch over her, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Haley, dear Father. We thank you for this young child, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon her, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, for Matthew, Lord God, in London, dear Heavenly Father. Jasmine, Lord God. Remember Hannah, Lord God. We understand today is her 16th birthday, Lord God. Remember her, Lord God. Remember Zaria. We haven't seen her in a while, Lord God. We lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we don't want to forget Sister Webb's grandbaby, Stanley, Lord God. She asked us to hold him up in prayer. And, Lord, we've been calling out his name, Lord God. Ask that you would remember him in a mighty way. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. Remember Janaea, Lord God, and others, Lord God. Some of the other children that have come through the Sunday school, haven't seen them in a while, but remember them, Lord God, we beg of thee. Remembering Miss Betty this morning, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, pray that you would bless and strengthen her enough that, dear Father, that she'll be able to be out in the house of the Lord one more time. Now, Father, we pray that you would bless and be with us in the services. We pray that you would get the glory out of our lives, dear Heavenly Father, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise and all the glory and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Praise. Should we turn in our worship the Lord to page 289. Old Church of God. 289 is a worship of God. Amen.
The Church of God, one body is, one spirit dwells within, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over sin. Oh, Church of God, according to his will.
praise our God. O Church of God, divinely built, divinely ruled. Amen. Thank God for the Church of God. Amen. Giving glory to God this morning for his goodness to each and every one of us. It's truly good to be in the house of God this morning, to know that our being here pleases God.
Amen.
We're here to worship him in the beauty of holiness. Thank God for all of his blessings to us. Amen. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her, for her steadfastness and being the overseer in this congregation placed by God. Amen. Just so glad to be here this morning among the saints, to be among the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. John chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. Thanking God for his eternal word this morning. Praise God. Realize it's a blessing to be here this morning. So glad to see Sister Holmes. Glad to see you this morning, Sister Holmes. Thanking God for you. Amen. We'll read the thought for today at the end of the service, but it just touched me today. And I read to Sister Jenkins, it says, God gave some of us a triple bypass this morning. We bypassed the hospital, morgue, and cemetery. We ought to thank and praise him. Amen. I'm thankful for that triple bypass. Amen. To be able to come together with the saints. Amen. Again, our responsive reading is in John chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. St. John, chapter 9, verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him.
I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work.
Together, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that light. Amen. Praise our God. Jesus, the light of the world. Man, we're so thankful for God's word this morning. Amen. How our heart says amen. Amen to his word. We'll ask at this time, if there are special requests for prayer, we realize that the Lord has blessed us with uncounted blessings, and yet he allows us to bring our petitions to him, and he allows us to ask in faith for those things that we stand in need of, those things that are on our heart. And so we'll ask if there are special requests at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Holmes. Amen, amen. Sister Holmes says, I thank the Lord for allowing me to be in the service this morning. Amen. Sister Regina.
Hi. J.T. Dillon and the roof.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. We've been praying. We've been praying for things at JC Village to be fixed and to get better. And God is blessing. So thank God. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. 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 Sister Melita said to remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer. She thanks saints for their prayers and remember her in prayer. She's due to go to the doctor tomorrow so they can make a determination whether she can start walking as part of her rehabilitation. So remember her in prayer. Also remember her son, Tim, in prayer. Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Remember Sister Smith in prayer. Remember one of her patients who's 90 years old is going to go in for surgery. And remember her sister Fifi, who also has to go in for surgery. Remember her in soul and body. Amen. Stay strong. A desire to be remembered in prayer. I seem to be a little short of breath this morning, so remember me in prayer, please. Sister Carol. Amen. Remember Sister Carol in prayer. Unsaved friends and loved ones. Remember her family, especially in prayer. Amen. 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 And we have Sister Maria's request for Liam, and we thank God. The Lord, where God is concerned, when we pray, there is no such thing as red tape. The Lord can abolish all of that and move things out of the way. Amen. So we thank God for blessing in that way, because today is the 18th. The end of the month is 12 days away. And we thank God for moving on that and answering our prayer. Remember Tatum in a special way for the mosquito bites and that seem to be blowing up larger than a mosquito bite normally would. So remember him and his body, and remember Brother DeAndre as he'll be traveling. Sister Melita. Amen. 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 We'll continue to pray for Sister Melita's companion. We've been praying and we'll continue to pray. God's Spirit is able to move on hearts. Amen.
Sister Blake, let us continue to remember Sister India, Sister June and her family, her husband, Alonzo. Remember my Aunt Sherilyn and my Aunt Sylvia. I remember them.
Amen.
Someone else that escaped my mind. Lord knows.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here today. And please meet Pam. things aren't looking the greatest for me. They're trying to make decisions. Likewise, for my wife, actually my wife has wife in her prayers as well. And remember me, I did do a blood draw. They said my kidney number was a little high, but it wasn't. Some of the medication I took for that procedure, no doubt, kind of with my kidney, so I wasn't so much medication.
Sure.
So they say this here, and I'll have to take another one.
Amen. Amen. Remember Brother Byron. Remember his family. Remember him in body. You know, God has blessed him and brought him through thus far, and the Lord's able to touch his body. Amen. From head to toe and kidneys in between. And remember the request that he made for Pam, who lives in Florida and who's a friend of Brother Byron and his companion Judy. And remember Judy much in prayer. Likewise, we've been praying for her, praying for her soul. And God is able to work. He's able to draw. We just have to be steadfast in our prayers.
Sister Blake, also I forgot to remember my cousin Danny and his wife Lorraine. She came to her surgery well. She's doing well. She's up and moving around. But remember her.
Amen.
Likewise, the entire family there. Macedonia,
Cleveland. Amen. 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 The whole family. Amen. Remember this hour of service. Remember our pastor, much in prayer. We thank God for her and pray that the Spirit of God will strengthen her to do his will, preach his word. Remember all of those who are on our prayer list as well. Amen. Each and every one. Amen. Oh, yes, Brother Jackson. Amen. Amen. Remember Brother Jackson. Remember his eyes. Remember him in body and his entire family. And remember the young man that Brother Jackson was reminding us of, the young man who came in and just and indicated to Brother Byron he wanted prayer, and he went out. So remember that soul much in prayer. Remember Brother Jackson and Brother Maurice as they continue to prepare for the Bible study, which would be Lord's will would begin next week. Monday of next week. So pray much for them. Yes, Brother Byron. I'm sorry?
I thought it was like a female.
Oh, it was female. It was a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. Amen.
So, Sister Blake, remember, somebody came to my mind. Remember the Sister Sanderson and down in Florida.
Florida.
Much in prayer.
Yeah.
And there was one other person that came to my mind.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All general requests. Amen. We all need the touch of the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Sister Carol, would you be able to take us to the throne of grace? Amen. And if there are those who have special needs, you know that the altar is always open. Yes. Amen. Amen. Remember Brother Byron as he prepares a message for the food pantry, which Lord's will would be this coming Saturday morning. Bless, ask the Lord would bless with regard to food pantry.
Can we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 337? 337, Alone with God. alone with God. Sometimes we go through many storms in life. We always know we can get away with God. Hide in our closet or our heart out there. He hears us. As long as we are his child, he hears us. 3:37.
When the storms of life around me begin, when rocks the path that I have trod, within my closet door retreating, I love to be alone with God.
Verse 2.
What though the clouds have gathered for me? What though I pass beneath a rod? God's perfect will there lies before me. When I am thus alone with God, alone with God, the world forbid, alone with God, oh, bless
for.
Tis there I find new strength for duty. As o'er the sands of time I flow, I see the King in all his beauty. While resting there alone with God, and when I see the moment nearing, when time with me is disappearing, I want to be alone with God, alone with God, the world forbidden, alone with God, oh, that's retreat, alone with God, and in him
thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have allowed us, dear Heavenly Father, to wake up to. A night that you allowed us to sleep through,
yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful. Bring us across the highways and byways safely to be in the house of the Lord, to be alone with God. We thank you, Lord God. We can be anywhere, dear Heavenly Father. Traveling, home, sleep, or anywhere, Lord, but to be alone with you, Father, to talk to you, dear Lord, when there's no one there but you. Lord, we thank you for how you keep us, how you bless us and keep us from all harm and danger. Thank you, Lord, for taking us to and fro, dear Lord God. Over the highways, byways, the airways, dear Lord God, the seaways, dear Heavenly Father, you take us through many things, dear Heavenly Father, and we're so thankful and grateful. As long as we keep our minds stayed on you, dear Heavenly Father, you'll be there for us, dear Heavenly Father, in whatever way we need you. Whatever way, dear Heavenly Father, you lead us, dear Heavenly Father, we want to be within your reaches, dear Heavenly Father, and to be a child of God. To be nourished, dear Lord, in your wonderful word. In prayers, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for goodness and mercy, Lord. Many prayer requests have been made known this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, Lord, that you would touch each one in a special way, Father. You know each one, dear Lord God. My mind don't lead me to remember them all, dear Heavenly Father, but you know each one, oh Lord God. You know them by name, dear Heavenly Father. You know, even before their names are spoke, dear Heavenly Father, what's going to be taking place, Father. We just lean on your everlasting arms, dear Lord, and we ask, Lord, for those, Lord, They have called in, dear Heavenly Father, for prayer. Lord God, you know what they need. We don't know, Lord, but you know all about it.
Yes,
Lord, they need you in a way, dear Heavenly Father, maybe we don't know, but you know. They're within your hands.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we lead them in your hands, Father. We just lean on you, Father, and we know that all that is said and done, dear Heavenly Father, you'll take care, dear Lord God. You'll be with those, Lord, traveling, Brother D. Andre will be traveling, dear Heavenly Father. You've given him traveling mercies, dear Lord, throughout this time, dear Heavenly Father. You've carried him to and fro, dear Lord, over the airways, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, and we know that you're going to take care of him, dear Heavenly Father. We know that you're going to watch over him, Lord God. Keep him, dear Heavenly Father, in your arms of protection. Dear Lord, we pray for his precious wife, dear Heavenly Father. As she's home with her boys, dear Lord God, we thank you for these children, dear Heavenly Father, that's learning, dear Lord, from this young family, dear Heavenly Father, that's brought up in the nurture of your precious word, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives, how you're blessing them, Lord, how little Tatum, dear Lord, is learning so much, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. Liam, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for him in a special way, Lord. You know, dear Heavenly Father, what's going to take place before it even takes place, dear Lord God. We know, Lord, that you have the healing power, dear Heavenly Father. Man may say a lot of things. Doctors may say a lot of things, Father, but you have the last word, dear Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you are in our lives, Lord God. Pray for your blessings upon us, dear Lord. Each one is asked, dear Lord, the families, dear Lord, friends and neighbors, dear Heavenly Father. We look to you for which cometh our help, and our help and help comes from thee, Lord God. So thankful to see Sister Holmes this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, if she can come out and be in the house of the Lord, what's wrong with others, dear Heavenly Father? And they can't be in the house of the Lord and call themselves Christians. Dear Lord God, and we know, Father, we're not seeing anything, dear Lord, that's showing that they're still, dear Heavenly Father, leaning on you, dear Lord God. We ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus for souls, dear Lord. Pray for them, dear Heavenly Father. They'll come to understanding of knowing you, Lord, as they should know you, dear Heavenly Father. To get into the Word of God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the messages that's being sent, dear Lord, every morning, Father. We thank you for those that are asking, dear Heavenly Father, wanting to know more about you, dear Lord God. We're so thankful and so grateful, dear Heavenly Father, for our precious pastor, dear Lord God. As you have put in our midst, dear Heavenly Father, you have anointed, dear Lord, to bring the word forth to us, dear Heavenly Father. We're so grateful and so thankful for all that you've done and all that you're doing, Lord. Thank you for my life, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you for taking care of me, dear Lord God.
Amen.
Taking care of my sister, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
I thank you, dear Lord. Pray for my brother, dear Lord, that he'll open his eyes before it's too late, dear Heavenly Father. And he'll cry, what must I do to be saved, dear Lord God? Not only my brother, but many more out there, dear Lord, that are lost and undone, dear Lord. Yes, they come and bring their lives to you, Father. Open up their hearts, dear Lord. You're knocking at their hearts, dear Lord. Wanting to come in, dear Lord, if they just open up their hearts to you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for goodness and mercy. Help me, Lord, to be what you have me to be, dear Lord. Use me, dear Lord, that I may glorify your name, dear Heavenly Father. Because without you, I'm nothing, dear Heavenly Father. I can be nothing without you. Lord, thank you for what you have done. Thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon each one of us, Father. And I ask for your guidance and your strength, dear Lord. Be with me, dear Heavenly Father, all that I do, all that I do. Be with Brother Manns in a special way, Father, as he comes to my mind, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this precious man of God, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for using him, dear Lord God, to glorify your precious name, Lord. We just look to you, Father, from which come our help. Our help and health comes from thee. We just give you the praise and glory. We thank you to every saint, dear Lord, that's here this morning, dear Heavenly Father, that's hearing your word, Lord, with you in number, dear Lord. but we're mighty in your power, dear Heavenly Father. You're what you have us to be, Lord God. Guide us, strengthen, and lead us, dear Heavenly Father. We'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, to give you the glory and the honor, as we ask in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy supplies. Life would be worthless without him. All is in Jesus. I find
amen. Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the third Sunday of the month. The offering for today is for a food pantry. And that offering may be placed in the center plate as we file by. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Thank God. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us, each and every one of us, dear Lord. Father, you've, Lord, allowed us, dear God, to prosper, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have provided. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Lord, and Father, that you would use them according to your divine will. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom and guidance, dear Lord, for their use, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that it all belongs to you. And so, Lord, you, dear Father, Lord, oh, you only, Lord, can tell us, dear Father, how to use these tithes and offerings, dear God, that you might be glorified in all. Lord, that souls might be helped, dear God, that provision might be made, dear God, for those who are in need, dear God. Lord, Father, that even repairs may be done, dear God, to this building, dear Father, that you allow us to meet in, that you allow us to come together in, dear God. Lord, that provision may even be made, Lord, for the poor, dear God, and for suffering souls, dear God. So, Lord, we look to you, dear God, Lord, for guidance in all these things. And we pray, dear God, that you would multiply, dear God, these tithes and offerings as only you can, dear God. Lord, for we know, Lord, there is no lack in thee, dear God. Lord, we know there's no shortfall in thee, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, each gift and bless each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have life in my soul, for with long I have walked, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering and going astray since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Came into my heart.
floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll. There Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know.
Praise God.
Jesus came into my heart, and I'm happy, so happy, as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Then Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll. Then Jesus came into my heart.
Amen, amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Since he came in, you know he is able to deliver. He is able to deliver.
Is able to deliver the old sinner. He will drive the night away. He's the star of perfect day. He will shine from heaven in the heart forever. He is able. He is able to deliver.
Too hard for the Lord. Amen. There is nothing shall be impossible for the Lord. Amen. Whatever we might be going through, he is able. Amen. No matter who we might be praying for, he is able. No matter who has done us wrong, sinned against us, he is able. To keep us and save them, he is able.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. We know he's also able to give us the word that we need this morning. Amen. He's able to give us word that will encourage our hearts. He's able to give us a word that will instruct us, that will reprove us, that will show us ourselves and where we are in him. And so we're going to look to him in prayer, asking him to touch and anoint on this side of the service. Shall we stand as we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, once again, thanking you, Lord, for having heard us before, Lord, and praying, Lord, that you will hear us even now, dear God, as we come to you, dear God, before your word is given to us. Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would give her, dear God, the spirit of power, Lord, to proclaim your word, dear God. Lord, that we may receive, Lord, that we need, dear God. And Lord, you know even better than we do, Lord, what we stand in need of, Lord. You know, Lord, what we need to hear this morning, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, your anointing, dear God, be upon your servant, dear Father. Lord, as she preaches your word, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to receive your word, dear God. And Lord, to do all, dear God, that you call for us to do, Lord, out of your eternal word. Lord, if there are souls, Lord, who are yet unsaved, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would receive, Lord, the engrafted word, dear God, that they might be delivered from sin, dear God, to walk in newness of life. Now have your way, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, Lord, to sit, dear God, and at attention, dear God, to your word. Lord, for those who are afflicted, dear God, we pray, dear Father, that you would give them a touch, dear God, even, dear God, as your word goes forth, dear Father. Lord, that we might be able, Lord, to enjoy, dear God, all of the service, dear Father. Lord, asking, dear Father, for a touch, Lord, even, dear God, as I, Lord, having shortness of breath this morning, Lord, but you know all about it. And, Lord, you're able, dear God, to give me, Lord, the breath to breathe, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would breathe into my nostrils, dear God. Lord, that I would not feel, Lord, the tightness that I'm feeling, dear God. For, Lord, I know, Lord, that you are able to deliver. So, Lord, praying, dear God, even for a touch. Lord, even, dear God, as we're in this service, have your way, dear God. And anyone else, Lord, who needs a touch, dear God, in their body, praying, dear God, that you would touch, dear God, and heal, dear Father, according to your divine will. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory. We're giving you the glory even now. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Giving honor to God. Giving honor to Sister Blake. We truly thank God for you. And, Lord, we ask a special prayer that you would touch our dear sister this morning. I want to thank God for another privilege and opportunity to gather and to see everyone out. Trusting God's hand of love and mercy will be extended unto each and every one of us. I trust you have your Bibles, the young people to get their Bibles and get something to write with. Thank God for his goodness to us, and blessing our young people, touching them and healing them. Sick in body, you know these bodies subject to being sick. But we thank God that he has most of us well right now. We thank him for that. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read John, the 9th chapter, 1 through 5. We would like to go back to the scripture text and read verse 3 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. John 9, verse 3. Lord bless. Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, the unseen hand of God. The unseen hand of God. Saints of God, as we know it, Satan has waged a warfare against God's people. And he is plotting secretly to destroy us. But God's hand is always at work in our lives. God's hand is at work directing us without our knowledge of it even being done. God is there supervising to see that it works out to the end for our good. We are told in John 10, verse 10, these words, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I, meaning Jesus Christ, am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You see, in this passage of scripture, there are two entities with two different destinies for mankind. The thief, which is the devil, comes with a plot. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And Jesus Christ has a plan to give life more abundantly. He has a plan to give us a life that's plentiful. He has a plan to give us a life that is rich. He has a plan to give us a life that is lavish and in abundance in him. Let all of us take note of what Jesus is saying to us. I know, saints of God, we are going through a lot of things. I've heard this past week from several saints that are having some difficulties and things going on. But I thank God, I know that the unseen hand of God is still at work, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of tribulation. The unseen hand of God is at work. In our Sunday school lesson this morning, we're studying the lesson on Joseph, God's dealings with Joseph. We can see, although the enemy, the devil, was working through Potiphar's wife and trying to get Joseph to step outside of the will of God, we could still see the unseen hand of God working. What he is saying, Sister Renee, he was working through Joseph. He was keeping Joseph from doing something that would go against Almighty God. Because Joseph said these words, and let me turn there just for a moment and look at what Joseph had said. He said in Genesis 39, verse 24, he said, but the Lord was with Joseph. You see, that's the unseen hand of God, and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. You know, saints, when we began to read out this lesson and we began to read about Joseph, we read the subject that said Joseph was put into prison. Oh, and many would look at that and say, well, why would God allow that to happen to Joseph? Why not? Because God can use it to God's glory and to God's honor. As Sister Blake just said a moment ago, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And we can all shout out and say, there is nothing too hard for Almighty God. How do we know that? There was one day you and I were sinners. We were out there lost and undone, and God saved our soul. Yeah, there were some that were standing back and maybe singing in the choir and saying, oh, that she'll never amount to anything, or they'll never be saved, or they'll never be this or never be that. But Almighty God, there's the unseen God working behind the scenes when mankind is pulling us down. Our God is lifting us up. He said, I'll work and no man will hinder, and I'll hinder and no man will work. You see, when the enemy comes in and says the soul cannot be saved, that is the very soul that God can save. He saved many of us
We were out there in the life of sin, living for the devil. How many know what I'm talking about? And God reached down one day and sent a message of salvation, a message that lifted our feet out of the miry clay and settled our feet in the straight and narrow way. Oh, the unseen hand of God was working in our lives, just like he was working in Joseph's life in the lesson that we was reading this morning in our Sunday school lesson. You see, as Jesus said in John 10, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life more abundant in him. The devil doesn't care about our personal welfare or our well-being. He has one main thing in mind, and that is to destroy mankind. But the unseen hand of God is always at work. You see, nothing goes undetected under the watchful eye of Almighty God. The good shepherd Jesus Christ himself, on the other hand, comes so that the sheep might have life, have it more abundant, have a better life in Jesus Christ. How many of us have found that to be so? Praise our God. Oh, our Savior cares about us, saints. And he has promised us a new and better life in him. And I found that to be so. You see, when we met Jesus, everything changed. When he entered into our life, when he entered into your life, and when he entered into my life, all the change came about. Oh, we did not remain the same. Or if you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm still, no, you couldn't have remained the same and have Jesus living inside of you. You could not have remained the same and met the same Lord and Savior I met. Why? Because we're told in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, these words. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, praise our God. See, you got to be in him first in order for this transformation to take place. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Are you in Christ this afternoon? Then if you are a new creature. Old things are passed away. That old lifestyle that you used to live. If you used to steal, you steal no more. If you used to lie, you don't lie anymore. If you used to cheat, you're not out there cheating. If you used to try to blindside someone, you're not out there trying to get what. Why? Because you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Our Savior gave us the ability to live a better life, to love better, and to do something with our lives that will glorify Almighty God now that we are servants of the King. Oh, yes, Jesus makes a difference. I found that to be so. He makes a difference in our lives, a difference in the life that we live for him than the one when we were living for the devil. You see, the devil has nothing good to offer a soul but constant hardship. We're told in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and look at what it says there in the 8th verse of that scripture reading. It says to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, my, my, my. Did you notice that this passage of scripture tells us to be both sober, meaning we've got to be serious about our walk. Oh, our walk with God is something to be serious about. It's nothing to play around with when you say, I'm a child of God. Oh, you're living for the Almighty God. You're living for the God of this universe. He went on to say also vigilant. Vigilant tells you and I, we've got to be watchful saints of God. We've got to be attentive. We got to be alert because why? The enemy is doing everything he can to draw us away from God. You see, Satan is constantly looking for any opportunity to devour someone. He's looking for every opportunity when we've just let down our guard, when we may have not gotten up in the morning and have put on the full armor of God. And then we get out there and the first thing the devil does is sends us a temptation, and then we begin to flounder around. How many know what I'm talking about? There was a time when I was there, but now I know when I get up in the morning, I've got to put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, Sister Blake and I were talking about this morning. We were talking about how the enemy, oh, he's coming in, saints of God. He's doing everything he can. I know you know what I'm talking about when I say this. You hear it, there's sometimes you're in there and your phone will ring, and you'll look at your phone and answer it. And we were talking about this morning, and on the phone, somebody will be on there and say, well, I need to know whether you signed up for your Medicare, or I need to know your computer VPN number, because your system is sending out all kinds of spyware all over the place, and it is nothing but a scam. See, you gotta have on the armor to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh yes, it will make you fluster, because I don't know about you, but almost throughout the entire day, all I get is spam calls. I get a call about this on the insurance of my car. I get a call on my charge card being used in some foreign country. Then I get another call about this, and another call about all of them are nothing but scams, tricks of the devil. And if you don't have on your armor, you're liable to fall to the tricks of the devil. You're liable to allow the devil to get you in there, and you get all mad on the phone, and you begin to scream and holler at that individual. No, as a saint of God, remember what the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath. All you have to do is tell him, as our dear sister, you're lying. Because you're not calling from the governmental agency that handles the Medicare cards. You're not calling from the agency or from my bank where my charge card is. You don't need to tell them what the name of the bank is, but you can let them know. And then go on, as Sister Blake and I was saying downstairs, then you need to quote to them the scripture. The Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Know how to answer the devil.
Amen.
Submit yourself to the Lord, and the Bible says he will flee. Amen. Don't allow the devil to have you to fall into the tricks of the devil. You see, Satan will do everything he can to entice us to destroy God's children. Oh, you just have to wait a little bit longer, and you'll see him at work. He is working all around us. You see, no waiting for him is too long. He will go after whoever he was. He will. After failing in his temptation against Jesus Christ, and you Bible students know the story. The Bible tells us in Luke 4, verse 13, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Meaning when he finished all his tempting, he left him until a more favorable time for the devil. See, that's what the devil does with you and I. He'll tempt us. And if we're not like Jesus, and we say to him, get thee behind me, Satan. You see, we can say the same words that Jesus said in that scripture reading. You can read it in your leisure. When Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, he's given us that same power. Do you believe it? That God has given you that same power to say, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. We can say those very same words to the devil, and the devil will flee, we're told in the word of God. Praise our God. Something is going wrong. Heard people say, you know, Sister Renee, the devil's in the details. You know, I may have said that myself when I was out there in the world, because the devil is in a lot of the details. But I can always see the unseen hand of God working.
Amen.
Praise our
Amen.
God. Praise our God. You see, the devil will have us out there thinking that the devil is getting away with all these things. But he's not. Have you ever thought the unseen hand of God is working in every situation in our life? We're told in Isaiah 54, verse 17, these words, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Do you believe it? Do you believe the word of God? You see, our God is working through many things that the devil is threatening us with. And we don't even know that his unseen hand is even in the mix. In our scripture reading this morning, Jesus sees a man who had been blind from birth, the word of God tells us. The disciples asked about the cause of the man's blindness. Jesus turns the question around. He didn't blame the man nor his parents for his blind condition. But Jesus said God had a hand in it, that the works of God may be manifest or glorified in the man. You see, the young man, his parents, nor you and I might not have seen God's purpose in this matter whatsoever. But his purpose outweighs the years and years this man's blindness. The same for you and I, saints. We might not see it right now with all of the mess and pain that's going on in our world today, but it will be worth everything as long as you and I stand still and see the glory of the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew 24, after telling them about all the conditions in the last days, he said there in verse 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Saints of God, we've got to endure. We can't allow the devil to roar and turn up all these things, and then we don't stand still and we don't endure through the things that are going on. Oh, yes, there are going to be health issues. There are going to be things coming at us each and every day because we live in this world, but we've got to stand and see the unseen hand of God. Oh, Sister Renee, how do you know? Because I'm told in Romans 8, verse 28, these words. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You see, the unseen hand of God was working in the blind man's life. And that same unseen hand is always working in our lives, even when we don't even know that God is working. Isaiah 41, verse 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Do you believe God is with us? Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Oh, is God your God this afternoon? I don't mean just by name recognition. I mean, are you serving him? Do you love him? Are you in the family of God? Oh, if you're in the family of God, then you can take this from me. He said, fear not, for I am with you. He said, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, saints of God, that should mean something to us. To read that God will uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness. God's right hand is a symbol of his power. God's right hand is a symbol of his strength. It's a symbol of his protection, his love, and his grace to you and I. Oh, God is our ever-present help in the time of trouble. Do we believe, saints of God? Do we believe that? That our God is with us. He is always actively involved in our personal lives. God just didn't allow us out here in this old big old world and not leave us with a comforter, because he told us so in the word of God. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe when Jesus said there in John, that 16th chapter, turn with me there for a moment and look at these words. Or when he was there speaking with his disciples, do we believe what Jesus was saying there in these words? Do we believe what he was saying to us? Look at what it says there in John 16. He said, starting with verse 1, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Oh, he was letting his disciples know we ought not to be offended. We don't have to stumble saints around in the dark, so to speak, because we know what thus saith the word. We know exactly what the enemy is liable to do. He went on to say, they shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God. God, sir, you think about that right now. The saints of God are being persecuted on every hand. And look at what they will think, that they are doing it for Almighty God, doing God a service. He went on to say, and these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. Oh, when someone is doing evil, you know they don't know Almighty God. Why? Because if you knew God, you would be a new creature, and that old man would be slain. You will no longer be doing those evil deeds. He went on to say there, but these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. Saints of God, let us get into the Word of God. Let us not be ignorant of what God's word says. Let us study so when the enemy comes in, we are able to lean on God's word. We are able to lean on what the scriptures say. We can turn to those scriptures. We may have some favorite ones over others, that we may be able to turn to them and say when the enemy comes in like a flood, we can look up and say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. If that's the only scripture you know, then call it out to Almighty God. If you only know Psalms 23, where David says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Call it out to Almighty God. Call on Almighty God when you're going through something. Don't allow the enemy to turn you around, to go back, to serve the devil. But stand still and see God work it out, because the unseen hand of God is working in your life, and the enemy doesn't like it. You think about it. The only reason why the enemy comes after you is because the enemy does not have you. The enemy is not running after the unsaved, because the enemy has them in his grips right now. Look at what's going on in our world today. Jesus told us in the Word of God, he said, in this world you are going to have tribulation. Oh, are we not seeing it, saints of God? Some of it every day. Some of it is overwhelming. But stay with Almighty God.
Amen.
Don't allow these things to turn you around. Don't turn on the news and say, oh, Sister Renee, every day I'm going through. Stand still and see what God can do. Oh, he went on to say here in this scripture reading, he said, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. See, Jesus was letting them know, I didn't tell you all these things because I was with you. But now I go my way to him, meaning he was going to his Father that sent me. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you. He said, sorrow has filled your heart. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. There are times when a message may go forth and you may read or hear something, and sorrow is going to fill our heart. But look at what Jesus says. He said, nevertheless, and that word nevertheless means for this reason, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. You think about it, saints of God. Not only did he send it for the disciples back then, but he sent the Comforter for you and I today.
Amen.
He said, and when he has come, he will have reproved the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. See, with the Comforter being here, he will convict folks of sin. We're living in a time where people love sin so much. Reminded of Job's words that they drink iniquity like water. And we're seeing it all around us. People are so sinful. Shared with Sister Blake this morning when I came up, and Sister Smith and I came into the house of the Lord. There's trash out there all on the, you know, out there in the garden area. So Sister Smith came in, was doing the stuff here, and I went back outside with the little gripper and picked up the trash. And while I was out there, two of the neighbors came out, and they were sharing with me, telling me about the accident that's right here. And they were sharing with me, and they said, oh, this place last night, it was terrible. They said, there was a party in this house back over here behind us all hours of the night. They said they were all on the parking lot here. They used this parking lot. They were all in the park in a loud music, too, up at 2, 3 in the morning. And they said, and then all of a sudden, the cars got into it. And there was like 3 cars. There was more than just those 2 right there that had the accident. They were all smashed up right there. Then the police, and I said, well, where were the police? Did you call the police? Yes, the police, well, it took them a long time to come out. But then when they came out, they were chasing them and through the parking lot and down up and down the street. They said, this neighborhood around here has gotten so bad. Oh, thanks to God. I began to think about what Jesus said in the Word of God. You see, when the love of many is waxed cold, iniquity is abounding. People don't care about one another. People don't care about the church parking lot. You know, church houses and places of worship are no longer sacred as they used to be years ago. When I came along as a young person, people would walk across the street than rather walk on this side, walk over here, and smoke a cigarette. Now you find beer cans and all kinds of things on the steps of the church, back in the back where people have been sitting out and drinking beer. People have no respect for God or the things of God. And why is that? Because Satan has blinded their eyes to the things of God. Many, as brother said here a couple Sundays ago, he said it's not a convenient time for folks to come. Oh, yeah, the economy is doing well. I mean, it's chugging along. We have inflation going on, but the job market is good and strong. People are turning and able to sell houses and buy and go in the marketplace. People are on vacation and doing various things. Look at the ball field. Even on yesterday, thousands upon thousands were sitting in stadiums watching college football. I don't know how much those tickets are, but I know they're more than $5. Amen. And they were packed with 100,000 of folks, tailgate parties, various things. It's not a convenient season, as brother said, for folks to come to God. They don't see their need of God until they get themselves into some trouble. And then something catastrophic happens. And then we hear, pray. We have phone calls. We the church pray. We hear our lawmakers. We need prayer. We hear the song being sung, Amazing Grace. Then we hear, God bless America. And we've said this many times before, why would God bless this mess? God is not the author of it. The devil is. But you can't get people to come to church. As they said, they were out there all hours of the night, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And now on Sunday morning, well, it was Sunday morning when they were out there. Now they're probably no doubt sleeping and not in no house of God this day. But thanks of God, the unseen hand of God is still working. Oh, the unseen hand of God is working in a mighty way. Why? Because we are all about God's business. And God has a plan, a salvation that's still in the work. God sent his Holy Spirit to guide you and I into all truth and to help us in this world in which we are living. Let us allow the Holy Spirit of God to be our guide and our direction. Let us get into the Word of God and know what thus saith the Lord. Praise our God. I know, saints of God, if we look back over our lives, we may not have seen it back then. God, the unseen hand of God was working back then. He was back in there keeping us. You may say to me, he wasn't keeping us from sin. Oh, but God was there. The Spirit of the Lord was working on us. How do you know, Sister Renee? Because there were saints in this congregation who were praying for us. There were saints in this congregation as we're praying for souls right now. They were lifting us up to Almighty God. Out there dipping and dabbling and getting into things, and some of us got a little deep into things. Oh, but these saints were on their knees and they were calling out, Almighty God. They turned over their plate. They turned away from their drink, and they got to business for our souls. Many of them have gone into eternity, and they're there right now, and they don't even know that we're saved today. But thank God they prayed. Somebody prayed for me. Praise God. Praise God. I thank God they prayed for me. Thank God that I'm here today. Thank God I can give a testimony about how good God has been to me. And testify what God has brought me out of. And what God has saved me from. And I have a testimony about how good he has been to me. Praise our God. Praise our God. Now that we're saved, we can lean and depend on him in our daily lives. Oftentimes we are looking for God to do things the way we want them done. But God doesn't do things the way we think that God should do it. You see, it's sad for me to even say this, saints of God. But there are those who feel that God doesn't fit into their life expectation, what they want to do in this life. What are you saying, Sister Renee? They feel that they are in control of their own lives. They're in control of their own destiny and that they don't need God. You see, God is not like us. He is wholly different. You'll hear people say, if I were God, I would have done things differently. Well, you are not God. Amen. And just like God told Job in Job 38, verse 4, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? We are told in the 115th division of Psalms, verse 3, but our God is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he has pleased. Amen. And in the 135th division of Psalms, we're told these words in verse 6, whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and earth and in the seas and all deep places. Praise our God. Mankind cannot compare themselves to our Heavenly Father. Praise our God. In Revelation, the 4th chapter, verse 11, we find these words. It says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. My. Praise our God. You see, John was saying there, he said God was worthy to receive glory and honor and power. He said, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Our God is still worthy today. No matter what year man's calendar says it is, our God is worthy. Just as he did for those back in John's time and caused John to pen those words, he is still worthy in our time right now. Our God moved in grace and in power to deliver our souls from the torment and bondage of sin. This is how the unseen hand of God was working in your life and in mine. You see, the Bible tells us, yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. We are told in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, these words. He said, before I formed thee in the belly. You think about it, saints of God. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Praise our God. He said, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, he said, I sanctify thee, meaning God had already set us apart for his use. He said, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. God's hand was at work when we did not even know who we were. Praise our God. That's the unseen hand of God. He had a plan for our lives. And that plan is still in effect today. We're told in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Praise God. Oh, saints of God, in spite of all of our pain and suffering, we are always in God's mind. He is working out his perfect will in our lives. When he is finished, we will be the people he has called us to be in all facets of our lives. You see, our Heavenly Father knows each of us individually. He knows what each of us stand in need of. You may need something outside of what I need. Brother may need something outside of what sister over here needs. Brother back there may need something different than what sister up here needs. But God knows what each and every one of us needs individually. Praise our God. And it's not just for you and I, but it's for every soul in this world. God has us on our mind, him on us on his mind. He sees us not just as another member of all this vast human race, but God sees each and every one of us as individuals. Praise our God. He has specific thoughts about us. He cares about us. Jesus said these words in Matthew 10, verse 30, that the very hairs upon our head are numbered. People oftentimes wonder just what God knows about them. The fact is, God's knowledge of our lives is so detailed. He knows our deepest and darkest secrets. God knows the intents of our hearts. He knows our thoughts before we even put them into action, saints. He knows our motives. He knows our plans. He knows all of our dreams. He knows everything there is to know about you, and he knows everything there is to know about me. The Bible is clear when it talks about the scope of God's knowledge of our lives. Let us allow the following truths to sink into our soul this afternoon. Let us know that God is still in control. No matter what's happening in our world today, our God is still in control. He is able. Do you believe God is able to stop the war over there in Ukraine? What's going on with Russia and Ukraine? Yes, God is able. Do you believe God is able to heal a sin sick soul? Yes, God is still able. Is God still in the saving business? Yes, God is still in the saving business. Oh, but there's going to come a time when that door of opportunity is going to close. My, my, my. I heard sister in her prayer, praying to the Lord, praying about her loved ones, a special prayer for her brother. And saints of God, all of us have prayed those prayers. We have loved ones that are out of the ark of safety. We have loved ones that are out there in this old dangerous world, nieces and nephews and cousins, husbands and wives, and brothers and sisters who are out there in this old dangerous world, and they're not living for Almighty God. And the way the enemy right now is operating, many are going into eternity every single day. Many are being shot at and killed. No matter what side of the track you live on, the devil is busy. But I thank God that his unseen hand is working, saints of God. I thank God for the saints of God and our prayer meeting on Tuesday. Not only for those that are here in the house of God, but we know there are those who are praying on their jobs, and they're agreed in prayer with us. We've heard the mighty hand of God work. We just heard this morning what dear sister said. She went downstairs and saw her husband reading the word of God and listening to the word of God. My, my, my. We've seen loved ones come into the house of God that we've called out their names. Those that have been here on Tuesday know we've called out their names. We've heard, we've seen them come into the house of God. Some haven't come back, but some have come back a couple times. And they've been in the house of the Lord. But saints, that don't mean we stop praying for them.
Amen.
We continue to call out their name to Almighty God, because God is able. Don't look around and say, well, Sister Renee, he's not. Oh, yes, he is. Our God is working in mysterious ways. Sister shared with Sister Blake and I this past week, from our internet, we have over 4,000, I believe it is, 4,000 folks who have come to that to the internet, to the Church of God here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Don't know what they were doing, but many of them have come and browsed on that on the internet. And then on Saturday, we're out on the parking lot for the fourth Saturday of the month. And God has allowed Brother Byron to preach the word of God, not to be ashamed of the gospel, but to preach the word of God. Some of you may say, well, there's not a lot of souls. Oh, but these souls are hearing it. These souls are hearing the word of God. As we've shared before, there was one young lady who was all the way down at Broad Street. And she said she followed the sound right here to the house of God. Yes, God's word is going forth. Don't look around and get discouraged and say, well, sister, we can't fill up. No, Jesus is the one that has to fill up the house of God.
Amen.
He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Let us continue to lift him up, and let us continue to do the will of Almighty God. Praise our God. Praise our God. God is concerned about us, saints. He wants us to stay in the straight and narrow way. He wants us to continue to run on for him and not get weary in well-doing. Don't allow these little things that are going on in this life to turn us around from Almighty God. But let us keep our eye focused on knowing God and knowing God's word, which will allow us to fight off the devil of the enemy of our soul. Praise God. Oh, the word of God will keep us from erring in our life. It will keep us from erring in our walk with Jesus. That is what Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 29. He said, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. You see, God has not changed. He is the very same God that allowed his son to die, that he might deliver us from an eternity in hell. This is why he is worthy of our love. He is worthy of our devotion. He is worthy of our obedience. He is worthy of everything that we can offer to him this afternoon. You see, if the saints of old could praise the Lord for his grace in returning them to their homeland, how about you and I? How much more can you and I praise Almighty God? We are God's redeemed people. We can praise God for bringing us out of a miserable life of sin. We can praise God for all that God has done for us, how good he has been for us, how he has blessed us. He allowed us to rise up this morning. He's given us a roof over our head. He's given us food. He's given us clothing. He's given us jobs. Praise God. He allowed us to be here in the house of the Lord. You see, oftentimes we fail to recognize what he has done for us. There are things that happen to us in this life that we take credit for when they are good. And then when they are bad, we begin to blame others. Or we even say, well, you know, this the devil didn't want me to have it. We are told these words in James 1, verse 17. He said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh, saints of God, God gives us things that we desire to have. Oh, he always supplies our needs. He also will give us some of our wants. Oh, he gives us things that are complete in every detail. God doesn't have to give us anything, but God gives us those things that God wants us to have. He said, I will put before you an open door, and no man can shut. When God opens the door, no man can shut that door. How many know what I'm talking about? There are saints that have come in here and had us pray for jobs. There are saints that have come in. And they've said, well, you know, I was up for this promotion, and I know that they want someone else. And God has opened that door, and they walked in that door. When God opens the door, no man can shut it. Oh, but when God shuts the door, don't try to open it. You see, God knows all the sorrow and pain and everything behind that door. You know, people will walk around and say, well, you know, God doesn't tempt anyone with evil. Word of God lets us know that in James, the first chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. You'll hear people say, well, I was tempted. God allowed me to be. No, no, no. James 1, verse 13 said, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. Mm-mm, no, God will allow some trials. He'll allow some testing to come in your life. He'll allow your faith to be tested to see where you stand with him. But he said, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Oh, listen to verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust in and out. You see, when God says no, and we keep pressing that envelope, so to speak, well, I just want it, Lord, and you keep going before Almighty God, and you keep praying, and you heard God say, this is not for you, and you continue to keep pressing it. See, that means you're getting ready to be tempted. You're tempted when you're drawn away from God because you think, well, you know what, God, I believe it's all right for me to do. And you're going to override God. You're going to circumvent what God has said. No, no, no. He said, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Oh, and look at his warning to us. He said, do not err, my beloved brethren. Oh, saints of God, let us never override God.
Amen.
God says no. Say, my heart says amen to your will, Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Let us stand on the truth of God's word. See, this is when Satan tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden. He told her that God was holding out on her. The Bible records these words in Genesis 3, verse 5. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You see, if we are careful, the same devil that deceived Eve will try the same tactic on you and I. Satan will tell us that God isn't being good to us, or God's holding out something. He will tell us that we don't deserve the troubles that we are having in this life, that God should be giving us greater and bigger things, that God isn't fair to us. My. We will find ourselves in situations of life, and we will begin to blame God. We hear it all the time, saints of God, in our society today, when we hear people say, I'm angry with God. Why did God allow this to happen to me or my loved one? You see, being angry with God never solves the problem.
Amen.
Never solves the problem that you might be going through. Our Heavenly Father controls when we sleep. He controls when we wake up. He controls when we die, live or die. We are told in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 8, these words, no man has power in the day of death. See, you don't have no power over anything, so being angry with God does not help you whatsoever. Praise our God. He said, no man has power in the day of death. You see, mankind does not have the power mankind believes they have. The devil has many folks believing that they have a right to say just about any old thing to God. Not so. Turn with me to Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2, and look at these words. Look at what he says here. He said, be not rash with thy mouth. Let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. My. Oh, thanks to God. I believe if people knew this scripture, they would be careful what they're saying. Before they say, I shook my hand, I shake my fist at God, I'm angry at God. Ooh, he said, be not rash with thy mouth, meaning don't be hasty with your mouth. And let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. You see, telling God, well, Lord God, I'm angry with you. Or I shook my fist at God and let God know just how I felt. No. He says there, God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. My. You see, God allows the trials of life to happen. It's Satan that tries to turn them into temptations. It is Satan that uses them against us. God has been far better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. How many have found that to be so? Oh, God has been so good to us. When you think back over what God has brought you through, saints of God, and I know we have some testimonies in this congregation. We have some testimonies of what God has done and how God has brought mankind through, how God has brought them through situations. How God, when the enemy was coming in like a flood, oh, my God, God lifted them up. God kept them strong in their faith. Oh, I heard, and Brother Byron, I hope you don't mind me using, I heard him say there were times when he couldn't read as he used to, or he couldn't pray like he when he was going on. I remember when he came and he said he had that mass in his brain. And then he said he couldn't see out of one eye. Oh, but I never heard him curse God. I never heard him say, I'm angry with God. Or I shook my fist at God and said, why you allowed me to go through this? I never heard him say that. Why? Because he knew that God is in heaven and he is upon this earth. And he knew that God was able to bring him through. He could say as Job of old, though you slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, and then I was there with Sister Smith when she was going through hers. And Sister Smith laid there and she was just sitting there upon her bed. And when the doctor came in, Sister Smith had a smile on her face. She was not anxious. She was not upset. She just said, it's in God's hands. She said, if God doesn't see fit to allow me to come through, she was going on to glory. She had settled it. Live or die, I am the Lord. Praise our God. God was there because when the doctor came in, and he began to talk. He said, is there anything? She said, no. She said, I'm content. She was just laying there on her bed waiting to go in for the surgery. And then the doctor came over to me and I said, well, let us pray. And the doctor joined right in. Sister Smith, you remember that? He joined right in prayer with us. And we began to pray that it was in God's hand. Oh, yeah, the doctor is going to work on her. But we were praying that the Lord would work through the doctor and bring Sister Smith through. Why? Because we had her daughter standing right there. Her daughter that doesn't know the Lord. Her daughter needed to see Almighty God work in a mighty way. Just like the man in our scripture reading when the disciples were sitting there and they asked Jesus that question. When they said to him, they said, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Oh, Jesus answered. He said, neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God should be manifest in him. Praise our God. The works of God was going to be manifest in our dear brother Byron. The works of God were going to be manifest in our dear Sister Smith and others that God has taken through some trials and some temptations, some things that people have gone through that have been allowed in their life. God has brought them through. Why? So that the work of God may be manifest in them. Praise our God. Our God is able, saints. Praise our God, he is able. Not everything's going to be rosy in this life. It's because we serve the Lord. Oh, not everybody's going to like us, saints of God. Not everybody's going to enjoy us being in their company. Not everybody's going to like us that we are children of God. Look at what Jesus said in Luke, the 6th chapter. Look at what he said there. He said in verse 22 of that scripture, you see, sometimes when we're going through something, saints, and sometimes when things are happening, they may be happening in a nanosecond. They may be coming just like that. Go to the Word of God and begin to read and drink from the fountain of the living water of Jesus Christ. Look at what he says there in Luke 6, verse 22. He said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Saints, we're blessed when men hate us. And when they shall separate you from their, don't get all upset if they say they don't like you. Praise our God. I know we've read this scripture before, but Jesus is bringing, the Spirit is bringing it again. He said, and shall reproach you and cast your name as evil for the Son of Man. Said, how many have been there where people have said, I don't want them to come around. Oh, all they do is read their Bible. All they do is talk about God. Well, they need you to come around so you, that you can share with them that you've been praying for them. They're letting them know that you've been lifting them up to Almighty God. He goes on to say here, he said, blessed are you when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man. Say, he tells you and I, thanks to God, he said, rejoice you in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. See, you have no reward down here. We're not working for anything down here. Our treasures are laid up in heaven. He goes on to say, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophet. Saints of God, we've got to learn how to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. Count it joy in the Lord. Don't allow the enemy to have you walking around and saying, whoa, it's me. I'm going through something. Oh, but let us count it all joy. Praise our God. Praise our God. He's blessed us with every possible spiritual blessing therein. Turn with me to Ephesians, the first chapter. And let us look at this scripture for a moment. Praise our God. We're told in Ephesians 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Saints of God, are we enjoying the bliss of heaven right here on earth? Are we enjoying the goodness of Almighty God now that we are saved? You'll hear people in this life say after they've received a large sum of money or after they receive something good, they'll say, oh, I'm walking on cloud nine. You might even hear them say, oh, what a blessing this is, although they may not even be serving Almighty God. But what about those of us who profess to be saved? Are we walking on cloud nine every day because we know God? Are we enjoying the goodness of God in our lives each and every day? Or are we seeing his unseen hand when we receive a large sum of money or a new car or just when we get a new job, a new home, or a promotion on our job? You see, when we recognize the unseen hand of God in our lives, it should bring us pleasure, contentment, happiness, joy, manifold blessings at any time in our lives. Look at what it tells us in Galatians. Turn with me there for a moment. But look at what he says the fruit of the Spirit is. He tells us these things, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Do you have the love of God? Oh, do you see the unseen hand of God and his love to you? Do you have the joy? Do you have peace? Do you have long suffering? Do you have gentleness? Do you have goodness, faith, meekness, temperance? You see, it didn't say the fruits, as we've said many times before, but it said the fruit, meaning you got to have all of these when you're serving Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, we all like blessing. I don't believe that there's a person under the sound of my voice this afternoon that doesn't want to be blessed or have a blessing or two come from Almighty God. I know I certainly do. I thank God for his blessings. I thank God for being a blessed people. But when it comes to the matter of blessings, we oftentimes, saints of God, we oftentimes look at them in view of the wrong light. You may say we think of a blessing as being those things that are physical and material in nature only. If everyone in our household is well, we consider ourselves blessed. If we got a little piece of change in the bank, we think we're blessed, amen? If we have our bills all paid, oh, I'm blessed. All my bills are paid this month. If we're living in a nice home and driving a car, we equate that to being a blessing. And yes, they are blessings from Almighty God. However, what happens when a loved one is stricken down with a dreaded disease? Do we cease to be blessed? What happens when we drive a hoopty? Or our house is falling apart? Or we have a leak in the roof? Did we lose the blessings of God? What happens when there's no money left in the bank account? And you go to the bank and try to do a withdrawal, and it says insufficient funds. Does that mean that somehow the Lord has stopped blessing us? No. We may have a child that has an illness. We may have a child that has a disability. You know, saints of God, we ought not allow the world to put things on us. I share this in love. In the store the other day, and I had little Liam with me. We all know what he has. He has autism. And so a lady was in the store and she was speaking to him and he wasn't paying no attention to her. And that's part of his condition. So as we were there and she was looking at him, like she was looking at me and, you know, and so she came over, she said, "Hi, how are you?" And, you know, telling him how cute he was, and he wasn't paying not a bit of attention to her. And then I said to her, I looked at her and I said, "Ma'am," I said, "he has a form of autism." I said, "He won't." "Oh, I am so sorry." And I said, "No, we're blessed.
Amen.
We're not sorry.
Amen.
God blessed us with this little one. And we're going to take care of him to the best of our ability. I have nothing to be sorry about." He said, "Because God gave us a gracious gift in this child." Oh, yeah, there are some trying days, thanks of God. Some days when he gets up and everything is okay. And then there's other days it is not. But I thank God for every day. Sister Maria can tell you, I get up, I pray for him. Every single day, no matter if it's a rough day or a good day, I pray for him. The saints of God are here on Tuesday. I bring him right here to the house of God. Some Tuesdays he's having a good day and he's okay. Other Tuesdays he's not. And Brother Jack said, bring him right on. And the saints of God that are here on Tuesday, pray right along with him. We get down and we begin to pray and we can see the mighty hand of God work and began to work on him. Our God is a good God. Everything God gives us, we ought to be thankful for. Yeah, he may have some trying days. We may have some trials and some tribulation with it. But we are blessed because it came from Almighty God. Praise our God. The unseen hand of God is at work in his life just like he's at work in any other individual's life. God will make a way out of no way. Problems in this life sometimes we tend to look at as blessings in regard to how they benefit us materially and not how they should be blessing us spiritually. We need to look at what God is doing for us. Oh, God certainly loves us. And yes, God blesses us with material things and all these various things. But when we fail to remember that our blessings come from knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Praise our God. Oh, yeah, one day the car will die and it'll be in the junkyard somewhere. That money that we find will find a place to be spent and we won't have it no more. But where will your soul spend eternity?
Amen.
Jesus said in the word of God, "What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" Let us not set all of our love and things on the riches of this world. But let us set them on the blessings of Almighty God and make sure they're spiritual in nature. Praise our God. Praise our God. When everything else is gone, when everything else is broken down, we can still possess the best of God's blessing for our lives. He has promised us complete satisfaction. I thank God for Brother Mann. He has truly been a blessing to this family of God for many, many years. Brother Byron mentioned that on Wednesday night. Saints of God, there is nothing wrong with giving him his flowers while he is able to smell them. I heard the other day during our prayer meeting, one of our morning Bible's prayer meetings, with Brother and Sister Blake, they call him every day to read to him the word of God from the morning messages. And they have prayer and they have testimony and join each other. Conversation we heard. But we heard that Brother Mann said to them that his feet might not be able to hold him, but he is still holding on to his faith in God. Praise our God. What a blessing. And you see the unseen hand of God working in that too. Because see, I also want to thank Brother and Sister Blake. Every day diligently they call him. And they're on the phone for hours. Couple hours sometime talking to Brother Mann. They call him and spend that time with him so that he knows that we love him and fellowship and love to him. Allow him to share with them his testimony of how good God has been to him and his family. Praise our God. Oh, they've shared this with the saints on Tuesday, that prayer meeting.
And I thank God for that. That's God's unseen hand working in their lives. Not only is Brother Man being blessed, but I've heard Sister Blake and Brother Blake say how blessed they are all to receive from Brother Man. And if you know Brother Man, you go there to cheer him up, and before you know it, he's cheering you up. Praise Amen. Our God. That's Brother Man.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. We're told these words in the 107th division of Psalms, verse 9. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. That's just like our God. He daily gives to us. And when he does, he always gives us the best that he has. He always gives us all that he has. Just think about all the things that God has given to us since this month here, just since September of 2022. Have you ever sat down and just thought about the goodness of God and your family? Just alone in this month here, you see, as his children, he has given us his best. He gave us his son. He gave us Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We didn't deserve it, saints of God. We didn't deserve to be reconciled with Almighty God. Sin separated us, but God so loved the world, we are told, and I know we know it well in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, and he didn't stop there. He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be. Jesus didn't come initially to condemn this old world, but that the world through him, through his death, through his burial, his resurrection, might be saved. He went on to say, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten of the Father. And then Jesus went over and John the 15th chapter, and he just solidified it for you and I. Look at what he said there in verse 13 of John 15. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. Are you a friend of Jesus this afternoon? Then he laid his life down for you. Praise our God. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for his unseen hand at work before mankind even committed one sin. You see, the plan of God to redeem mankind was before the creation of the world. God showed us his love. Turn with me to John 17 and look at what it says there in verse 24 of that scripture reading. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me. This is Jesus speaking. He said, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Also, we were already named recipients to God's love and God's blessings. Turn again with me to Ephesians, the first chapter. Oh, saints of God, this is an amazing passage of scripture. It is understandable that there would be love between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit even before the foundation of the earth. You see, the wonder of this passage tells us that before anything came into being, God was thinking in love towards you and me through his pleasure, will, and love for us. He chose us to be holy and blameless sons in his sight. God, right from day zero, was looking forward to the time when we would be in the family of God. Praise our God. Look at what it says in verse 3. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before. Do you notice that there? Before the foundation of the world, and that we should be what? Holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, praise our God. There's that word love again. He said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Yes, he has had a plan of salvation in the works before the foundation of the world. What a mighty God we serve. Even today, saints of God, the unseen hand of God is working. He's working in our lives. He's helping us with the decisions that we have to make on a daily basis through events that are taking place in our lives, giving us direction, things that we have to choose to do. We may not factor God into all these things, but underneath, God is always at work in our lives. We're told in Isaiah 30, verse 21, it says these words, "And thine ears shall hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it." Oh, bless the Lord. God is right there with us, making sure that we are walking the right way. Thank God, saints of God. Thank God that we can hear that voice behind us telling us, this is the way, walk you this way. Don't go this way. Stay right here in the straight and narrow way. That's what Amen. God is doing for us, giving us instructions, keeping us from going astray, giving us guidance through the Holy Spirit of God. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left, praise our God. See, we're never out of the sight of our Heavenly Father. We're told in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, it says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall destroy them." God is sovereign over all life. Man may make plans, but it is God who determines our steps. We are told in Proverbs 16:9, oh, let us look at two of the most important ways in which God is at work in our lives, where God has a hand in moving in your life and in mine. It is through his word, and it is through his spirit. God's word applied by God's spirit is the means of yours and my faith in Almighty God. It's the means of our salvation, saints of God. It's also the means of our growth in grace and in the knowledge of Almighty God. We are told these words in Romans, the 10th chapter, and verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, we are told all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Have you found the word of God to be that for you? That the man of God may be what? Perfect. God wants you and I to be complete in our walk with Almighty God. He wants us to be perfect. He said, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Do you believe the word of God? Has the word of God inspired you? Is the word of God inside of you? You know, David said in the Psalms, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." Have we hidden God's word in our heart? Is the Spirit of the Lord guiding and directing our footsteps each and every day of our lives? Praise our God. Amen. When the Spirit and the Word are working, then we can see the unseen hand of God working in our lives. Praise our God. Thank God for his Word. Thank God he is working in trials. Thank God he is working in tribulation. Thank God he's working in the hardship. Thank God, as we said early on, as James said in James 1, verse 2, that we can count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation. You see, God uses the difficulties of our lives, saints of God, like a refiner of gold uses in a furnace. Turn with me to 1 Peter and look at what it says there in the word of God. It says there in 1 Peter 1, verse 6, he said, "Wherein?" He said, "Ye greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are heaviness through manifold temptation." Oh, saints of God. Oh, he said, in heaviness through manifold temptation. He said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise
and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Oh, don't look at our trials and afflictions and then come away and say, why did God allow me to go through these? Oh, the afflictions of life help us, saints of God. God allows the afflictions of life so that we will learn his ways and learn to depend on Almighty God. Oh, he told us these words in Isaiah 48. He says these words in Isaiah 48, verse 10. He said, behold, he said, I have refined thee. My, my, my. He said, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee. And where did God choose us? He said, in the furnace of affliction. And then we are told these words in the 119th division of Psalms. He says there in verse 67, he said, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. And verse 71, it said, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Oh, my, my, my. Praise our God. And so God, bear with me just for a moment here. I want us to look at some examples, and we'll close out. But I want us to look at some examples of God's unseen hand working in the life of others. Turn with me for a moment to Exodus, the third chapter. We're just going to use a few examples. Saints of God, when I was studying it, there are so many examples where God was working in life. His unseen hand was seen working in their lives. I know you Bible students know this scripture well, but we want to see the unseen hand of God working in Moses' life. Look at what it says there. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. You see, from this scripture, we can see that Moses had no intention of meeting with God. He was only leading the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law. And he came to Horeb. But there was God's unseen hand in his leading the flock to the backside of the desert, to the mountain of God. Oh, his life changed forever. What are you saying, Sister Renee? God sent him down to Egypt to deliver his people. You see, the mighty hand of God was working behind Moses' life. Moses was just out there, the word of God keeping the flock of Jethro. But the mighty hand of unseen God was working behind, because God had a work for Moses to do. He had a work to save his children, the children of Israel, from over 400 years of slavery. Oh, Moses thought he was leading the sheep, but he didn't know that God was actually leading him. Moses wasn't prepared for all that he was getting ready to encounter. He wasn't prepared that the change that was going to happen in his life. Can you imagine, saints of God? An angel appearing in a flame of fire out of a bush. Not only that, but the bush was not consumed. You see, this is how God works. We might have our own lives planned out for us. We might have all these things that we want to do. But the unseen hand of God may be working in the back, saying, I've got something else for you to do. Oh, I can remember Brother Byron on one Sunday morning when he, as superintendent, he had said to the late Sister D, my mother, he needed a Sunday school teacher for the lady adult class. And you know, Sister D was soft-spoken and she was easygoing. And she just loved to sit and she just loved to hear the word of God. She could pray, but she just loved just to hear the word of God.
And she didn't feel she could do it, that she was worthy enough to do it. And I can remember him saying to her, I can hear him saying it to her, we've got to be ready to be used of God. Oh, saints of God, are you ready to be used of God in a mighty way? And God did use her in a mighty way to teach the Sunday school class. Praise our God. Oh, and then there's the life of David. In 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, and you Bible students know this story quite well too. David thought he was running errands for his father Jesse to give food to his brothers at the army camp. He never knew God was leading him to face a giant named Goliath. My, my, my. One day Jesse said to David in verse 17, look at what he said to them of 1 Samuel 17. He said, and Jesse said unto David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren. Oh, did you see that? One day Jesse sent David on a destiny errand. Oh, saints of God, we may never know when our own one day will come. One day that would change the story of your life and mine forever. Oh, we one day did change our life when we came to Jesus. But God may have a mighty work for us. For David, the outcome of that one day errand was that he met up later on with a giant called Goliath. Oh, my, I ask you to read it in your leisure. Oh, and then in the book of Ruth, oh, it looked as if the future was gloomy for both Naomi and Ruth. But God's hand was at work. Praise our God. It's good to hear him laugh. God's hand was at work to turn their hopelessness into a happy ending. You see, in the midst of the seeming hopelessness, Ruth had just lost her husband, Naomi's son. Then there was a man named Boaz. He was a wealthy kinsman who was single. And in chapter 2, verse 3, we see where Ruth happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Notice I said happen. But see, none of these chains of events just happen by chance.
That's right.
It's by the unseen hand of Almighty God. Boaz allowed her to glean, and she found sight in Boaz's eyes. It might have appeared like Naomi and Boaz set this up, but everything was because of Almighty God. It was orchestrated by God. It was God that brought her there, and it was also God that brought Boaz there at the same time. Oh, if you are looking for a soulmate, there is a Boaz out there for you. You will meet him or her in God's time. Later on, we know that they got married. They gave birth to a child, and the child's name is Obed, who the Bible says is the father of Jesse, who is the father of David, from whose line Jesus, the Messiah, was born. Praise our God. Oh, thanks to God, do you see the unseen hand of God working? And then there was Paul, whose name was Saul. The unseen hand of God was working in his life. God delivered the early church from him. Saul of Tarsus. In Acts 9 chapter, in Acts the 9th chapter, the story of Paul is told. Again, also Paul shares the same story in Acts 22. God knew about that trip of Saul to Damascus. God allowed that trip to go on. Saul thought that he was going there to persecute the saints of God. But God had a different purpose for that trip. My. Oh, God knew of his conversion before Saul could even see it. My. He sent him to a certain disciple named Ananias to minister to him. Do you see the unseen hand of Almighty God? Oh, God is working, saints of God. Oh, also in the Exodus, back in Exodus, the 14th chapter, and I ask you to read these in your leisure due to time. I know we're coming to a close right now, saints. Oh, the unseen hand of God and the children of Israel were being pursued by Pharaoh and his army. All they could see before them was the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army behind them. Oh, but the unseen hand of God was there. Was he not?
Amen.
And God said to Moses, what you got in your hand? He said, use it. Oh, God stood up that water, and what that sea opened up, and it stood up in heaps there, and the children of Israel were able to walk through on dry ground. I know in the movie they have on TV, they show where they were walking through mud and they were dodging drops of water. Not so. God said a east wind came and it blew dry, and God allowed his people to walk through on dry land. Praise our God. The unseen hand of God was working. God drew Pharaoh and them out into that water. And then once the people of God reached the other side, what happened? God allowed the water to flow back down like it was. That's the unseen hand of God working. These aren't coincidence, saints. The children of Israel weren't lucky. My, as the world would say. It wasn't by chance that these things just happened, but it was the unseen hand of God working in through their life. I thank God for it, saints of God. We have one more example I'll use. The unseen God, hand of God working in the life of our dear brother, Levester, our dear brother, Maurice. They never thought God would be using them teach a Bible study week. I can remember the look on their faces. Oh, praise our God. But the unseen God, the hand of God was working. Amen, saints?
Amen.
Look at all he has us learn. Look at the saints and the other congregation and the visitors. Our brothers and sisters in Zanesville, Sister Fran and others that are being fed by the word of God. And then there's the unseen hand of God working in Brother Byron. My. Not only on Wednesday night, but also out there on the parking lot on Saturday, the fourth Saturday of the month, bringing us messages, thought still, messages from Almighty God. Is that not the unseen hand of God working, saints? Drawing souls to the cross, drawing souls to Jesus Christ. Oh, let us just keep our faith in God. We don't have to understand everything that's going on. We may not understand what's going on, but allow us to see the unseen hand of God working in our lives. Allow us to know that it is God that is working these things out to God's glory and to God's honor. And then there's the unseen hand of God that worked in our lives when God saved us, saints. Because when we read Ephesians, the second chapter, the word of God tells us what condition we were in. He reminds us of our standing before Almighty God. When Paul says, you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also, we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And whereby, see, we were all sinful from the head, all crown of the head, all the way to the soles of our feet. And whereby nature, the children of wrath, even as others. Oh, but here we see the unseen hand of God. And verse 4, where it said, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. My. We thank God. God's unseen hand was working. Yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Let us not allow the enemy to cheat us of this great salvation that God has given to us. Let us not always walk around And you say, well, you know, it was the devil. No. Sometimes look at it and see the unseen hand of God working. Sometimes look and think about God is working out something in that individual. You know, sometimes we may be in a situation and we don't see God working. But later on, God can show you that I was working it out. I needed you to be where you were. I shared this with Sister Maria, and as I close out, I shared this with Sister Maria this past week. I had some things I had to deal with, and there were some things that presented themselves and challenges that the devil was trying to throw up. And there was one situation that presented itself. And at first I said to Sister Maria said to me, Mom, well, why did that happen? And I said, oh, that's all right. I said, the word of God tells us that God will make our enemy our footstool. We don't have to worry about anything. I can see God's hand working. Why? Because I was sitting there, I was dealing with an issue. And I'll tell you, it was an insurance issue. And I was dealing with where they were supposed to be given a refund. And they shorted on the refund. But then I was talking to the individual, and I think it was the individual that made the mistake, but that's all right. I didn't get all upset about it because God allowed me to be able to say to that individual, I'm a child of God. And if it's for me to have, God will make sure we have it. I said to them, I would rather suffer wrong than to do wrong. And I heard them say, bless the Lord. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise our God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. The unseen hand of God. Amen. Praise our God. My Lord. At one point, Pastor Jenkins said, make sure that the things that we set our heart on are spiritual in nature. And when we do that, the unseen hand of God can work in our lives, work to our favor. Amen. And God will get the glory out of it all.
Yes,
he will get the glory.
Yes,
amen. I was just looking at 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
Yes, he is.
That ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work.
Praise God.
Amen. The Lord will get the glory and the Lord's hand will be seen even working in our lives as a witness to someone else.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for this message. The unseen hand of God. Amen. As she even referenced our Sunday school lesson about Joseph and how the unseen hand of God was working through in him through all of God's dealings with Joseph. Amen. Some might say when he was in the king's prison, oh my, he's into it now. His brothers even thought when they sought to slay him, oh, we'll see what will become of his dreams. But the hand of God was working. We know that when God sends a dream, it will be fulfilled.
Amen.
It was not going to fail.
Amen.
And when the unseen hand of God, and God's hand is only unseen by us.
Yes.
Our earth-dimmed vision.
Right.
Can't see where God is going to take us, where God is going to lead us.
That's right.
But that's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank God for this message, the unseen hand of God. What shall we sing? Number, shall we stand? Number 471 in the worship of the Lord. Thank God for his word. Number 471 in the worship. Four 71.
is your all on the altar.
Amen.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to entry and ever.
In the hands of God, those unseen hands of God. We have to surrender ourselves to him in all things. It says putting our all, is your all on the altar, not holding back some portion of your life that you feel like, well, the Lord doesn't need to meddle in that part of it. I've got that covered. No, 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 never. Our all has to be surrendered to God.
Amen.
Knowing that he knows what's best for us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
That's right.
But he knows. And there are many times when his unseen hand is working in our lives, perhaps to draw him closer to us. And there's some things we may have to go through, so maybe some afflictions that we have. There may be some financial setbacks. Maybe something having to do with our job. But the Lord is at work. If we look at the life of Joseph, one would say he had setbacks. And then he had setbacks on top of his setbacks. But God was still working. We know that Joseph had dreams. But we don't hear that God actually audibly spoke to Joseph. But God was still present, and Joseph's faith still held.
Amen.
We put our all in God's hands. We do it in faith, knowing that he's able. We may not see how it will come out. There are times we may even pray, Lord, I can't see, Lord, how this is going to work out. But it's not for us to see.
Right. Amen.
That's for God to work. That's how our faith is strengthened. That's how our faith is grown in the Lord. For us to surrender everything into the hands of God. Say, Lord, I don't know, Lord, how this is going to be, but Lord, I'm just trusting you. Because I know that you're able, even as a song that was sung by the choir, he is able to deliver thee. Now that song said, O sinner. But even as a saved person, as someone who's been justified, who's been forgiven of sin, there are situations that we realize the Lord's going to have to deliver us from because we can't get ourselves out of these situations, that it may not be of our own making. But we know that God is able to take care of us, even in the midst of that storm, of that situation. But we have to have our all on the altar to the Lord. We can't be meddling and saying, Lord, I think I can figure this out, because we can't figure out anything. But all knowing, the all-wise God knows all things. Is your all on the altar? Amen. Is your all on the, have you laid it all on the altar?
Amen.
Is there something that you're struggling with? There's something that, Lord, this thing keeps coming up again and again in my life, it seems like. It seems like it's a struggle going on. Just put it on the altar. You can come to the altar and put it before the Lord. Say, Lord, you see, dear God, the struggle that I'm having. You see this thing that seems to keep coming against me, and I can't seem to... It just seems to keep attacking me again and again and again. But maybe there's something there that the Lord wants you to get victory over. And until you surrender it all to him, it's going to keep coming and keep coming. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Does the Spirit control your heart? This version of the song says, you will surely be blessed and have peace and sweet rest. The older version says, you can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. That's the only way that we can settle it once and for all.
Amen.
Just settle it once and for all.
Yes.
So stop fighting. Stop struggling. Just settle it,
Amen.
Lord. Live or die, I'm yours. I'm the Lord's. Amen. It's your all. Is there anyone who has a need? Anyone who has a need? Because the Lord is able to take care of that need. Amen. You just have to believe. You just have to trust him. Amen. We'll sing those last two verses.
Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessing for which we have prayed, till our body and soul need a fully control, and our own the altar is laid. Here's your all on the altar of sacrifice laid. Your heart does the Spirit control. You will surely be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Who can tell of the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made. Of the fellowship sweet, we shall share at his feet.
Amen.
It takes yielding. It takes surrender. Amen. Amen. It takes setting our affections on things above and not on things on this earth. Praise God. Thank God. How many understood the message today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the message. The unseen hand of God. Amen. I saw some of our young people raise their hands too that they understood the message. And I just want them to know that we're praying. Young people, we're praying for you. We are praying that God will, that the unseen hand of God will work in your lives. Amen. Just know that you're hearing the word of God and you are truly blessed because you are hearing the word of God. When you come to Sunday school, you're studying the word of God. And you're learning that God is able to bless in your life. You're learning that Jesus died for your sins. You're learning that it's not God's will that you be lost, but that you repent, ask for forgiveness of your sins, and that you serve God for all of your life. Knowing that God has a heaven and a crown for you if you will only surrender to him. And we continue to pray for you. So we're glad to see that you raised your hands, that you understood the message. We're going to pray that the Spirit of God will continue to speak to your heart. We were all where you are. We were all at that place. But you're hearing the word of God. So we'll continue to pray for you that the Spirit of God will talk to your heart. One day soon, you'll come and surrender to God. We're going to pray for those who are saved, the saints who heard this message, that the Lord will keep us on his word. Because the unseen hand of God is still working in our lives too. The Lord will direct us to some soul who needs to know that God's able to save them. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer.
Yes.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
amen.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. We thank you, Lord, for how, Lord, your servant brought it, dear God, this day.
Yes.
We thank you, dear Lord, for touching her, dear God, and giving her utterance, dear Father, to preach your word, dear God, for the good of souls this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, Lord, that your word, dear God, would go forth, dear God, and would touch hearts and minds, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that the souls who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, dear God, would hear this, who have heard this message, Lord, would come seeking you, dear God, while you may be found. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you are mighty to save. We know, Lord, that you saved many of us, dear God. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that, Lord, what you've done for us, you can do for others. And so, Lord, we're praying, Lord, this day, dear God, that the souls, dear God, who heard this message, Lord, would see, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to work in their lives. Lord, your unseen hand, dear God, is able, Lord, to bring them, Lord, to bowed knees of repentance, dear Father. Lord, Lord, that they might know, dear God, Lord, that it's not your will, Lord, that they be lost, dear God, throughout all of eternity. Lord, Father, you would have it, dear God, that they would be saved through the blood of your dear son, Jesus, who sacrificed his life, dear God, that we might be saved, Lord, that any earnest heart, dear God, any soul, dear God, who will believe on the name of Jesus and confess the name of Jesus and ask for forgiveness, Lord, that soul might be saved. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, for souls this day, Lord, that they who have heard your word, dear God, this day, Lord, not only those who are here in this building, Lord, but those who are on the computer, Lord, those who are on the phone, dear Father, however it was, dear God, that they heard this word, Lord, they might know that the unseen hand of God is able to work in their lives. that the unseen Spirit of God is able, Lord, to speak to their hearts, dear God. And, Lord, that through conviction, dear God, Lord, if they will just surrender and put their all on the altar, Lord, you're able to save their souls. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for the saints who are here, dear God, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to let the unseen hand of God work in our lives, Lord, that we might be a blessing to some other soul, Lord, that we might be a witness of the power of God to save a soul today and wash every sin away. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, use us, dear God, Lord, according to your divine will, dear God, Lord, that we might be, Lord, to your glory and to your honor. Lord, just continue to have your way, and we thank you, Lord, for your well-preached word this day. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to hide it in our hearts, dear God. Help us, Lord, to obey every part of it, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you sent it for a purpose, dear God, for us to strengthen, settle, and establish us, dear God, in your word. And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise and honor for it all. For, Lord, we ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God. You may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express himself?
Praise God.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his word. Amen and amen. And I just want to thank the Lord. I did get relief. And my breathing came much easier. So I give God the praise and the glory. And we know in James, the Lord says, is any afflicted, let him pray. And I thank God for hearing, and I know the saints were also praying for me. So I thank you for your prayers on my behalf. I give God the glory this day. I also thank God for hearing Liam's laughter. Amen. That the pastor commented, it's just good to hear him laugh. It was just the free laughter of a child. Thank God for that. Amen. 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 Sister Holmes thanks God that he let her come this morning. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. For our announcements for Sunday, September 18th. The scripture of meditation was found in 2 Samuel 22:29-31. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 says, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always available for donations. Community Fish and Chicken Fry will be October 8th. That's a Saturday. Saturday, October 8th. From 9 a.m. till noon will be set up, and then noon until 4 o'clock. From noon, the bulletin says 5, but noon until 4 p.m. For scripture text and for serving of the food. Please come and help to set up if you are able in the church parking lot, and please pray. Please pray. This is an outreach for souls. Saturday will be the food pantry service. This Saturday from 9 until 11. Please pray for this work and pray for Brother Byron as the Lord will give him the message to render at food pantry service. We call it food pantry service, not just food pantry, but service, because prayer is rendered and the word of God is served. Amen, amen. Lord willing, September 26th through the 30th, 2022, we'll launch our fall Bible study. Fall Bible study will be held here at the church beginning at 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m., and that will be beginning Monday of next week, so a week from tomorrow, from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. The theme remains drawing closer to God. Prayers are requested for Brother Lavester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, who will teach and facilitate the study. Please bring your folder from our spring Bible study 2022. God bless our fall Bible study. Amen. Do you want to give the date of the turkey giveaway? Amen. The date for the November turkey giveaway is the second Saturday in November, which is Saturday, November the 12th. Saturday, November the 12th will be the turkey giveaway. Amen. And that's, I believe, it will be in the bulletin as far as the time, the starting time. But as we can see, there are things that are happening at just about every 2 weeks. The September food pantry, God willing, is this Saturday. And then in approximately 2 weeks, which will be the 8th of October, will be the chicken and fish fry. And then about 2 weeks after that will be the October food pantry. And then 2 or 3 weeks after that will be the turkey giveaway. So just pray. pray the
Bible
Lord.
Study
week. Yes. Oh, yes. And the Bible study week, which is less than 2 weeks away. It's 1 week away. So, yeah. And God is able to give us the strength to do what he would have us to do. Keep us busy. Amen. Amen. We sing the song, "We Will Work for Jesus and Adore the Plan That Exalted Saw a Fallen Race," joining with the Savior, doing what we can the wonders of his grace. Well, we're telling about the wonders of his grace. Amen. So we will work for Jesus. We will live for him who died for all. We will work for Jesus. We will work for Jesus till we hear the final trumpet call. So, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's part of the chicken and fish fry. That's when you said scripture text and food. That's what you meant. So it will be conducted as it has been in the past. So we'll pray for those who will be studying to bring word.
That's right.
There's a fifth Sunday in October, and there will be baptism and ordinance services. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
I am so happy. I am so free. This week, me out of the darkness.
Praise God.
Into his marvelous light. And oh, there's a change in me. Amen. God. Thank God for the change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Happy anniversary. Nope, I skipped one. Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on. And please, please mute your phones.
Amen.
And please, please pray for Brother Byron.
Amen.
Please, as you can see, if any, to just about anywhere, all these events that are coming up that involve the word, Brother Byron is a part of them.
Yes.
Amen. So please. Please continue to pray for our dear brother. We thank God for him. Continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for Pastor Jacobs. Special way. While you're praying for Brother Sylvester and Brother Maurice.
Yeah.
Amen. Happy birthday. Oh, sorry, not birthday. Anniversary blessings this week. Cake in the lower auditorium. Brother and Mrs. Reggie Jackson. On September 21st. Amen. I repeat, cake in the lower auditorium. Our thought for today, God gave some of us a triple bypass this morning. We bypassed the hospital, morgue, and cemetery. We ought to thank and praise him. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Good to be in the house of God. Good to be with the saints. Good to see our young people.
Yeah.
It's just good to be here.
Amen.
Are all minds clear?
Amen.
Shall we stand? Amen. Thank the Lord. Sister Maria, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Please. Amen. Amen. By the way, there will be food pantry box packing on Tuesday after prayer service.